Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Invading your ear holes. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
I like that one part, except I look like a homeless what?
Wookie?
Oh. A homeless Wookie.
That's what I think it is, but I'm not certain.
I'll accept that.
That's cute.
I'll go win some kind of cosplay costume contest.
You should.
Women be all over you.
A homeless Wookie.
Trying to pet you and stuff.
Yeah.
A Wookie Blaylock.
You do sound like Chewy when you get it on.
Oh. Well, how would you know? You had headphones on.
I did. But they were plugged into you.
Ooh! Wait a minute. Tonight, Tribbles Bar and Grill.
6 o'clock.
Piedmont, South Carolina. Starting up at 6 until 8. We will be there drinking, meeting, signing cans. And I don't mean breasts by that. I mean actual cans
well,
of beer.
Either one.
You'll sign breasts. I will give him a fist bump.
Sign a boob, man. Come on.
Hey, I only sign motorcycles and beer cans now. That's the only thing I've been asked to sign other than just the ugly picture of me that they made.
In the words of my buddy Jimmy Crane, sign them if she's got them.
Use it or lose it.
Mm-hmm.
Choice is yours. That's tonight, 6 until 8. Yeah, come out and see us.
And that Sugar Skull's authentic Cajun food truck serve you up some dinner, too. You're going to enjoy that.
I'm planning to eat.
You're going to enjoy that.
Eating, drinking, and meeting.
Yeah.
Eating and meeting.
Eating and meeting.
Oh, it's going to be a fun time. We want everybody. You're all invited. Everyone's invited. Come on out.
Come out and see us tonight.
Plenty of room for you.
And music, too.
Yeah.
From Justin Clyde.
Justin Clyde Williams, man. He's a bad man. You're going to love him.
Here's what I know. If I see a guy that's barefoot and has a guitar with a spittoon on it, I'm going to know that's Justin Clyde.
Yeah. If you see a guy who's just barefoot, that'd be Jethro.
That's true.
He's coming. He's coming.
Will he really?
Yep.
Aww.
I heard the VIP list, the RSVP list for this is going to be legendary.
I heard the Looper might make an appearance.
I know.
I heard P1 Looper will stop in.
Pull to the side a little.
Some of the upstate's finest might come by.
Oh, yeah.
Dang it.
I heard Attorney Robin Ario may make an appearance. I heard maybe.
Well, I don't have a sounder for Rob.
I heard Joe Marzuka is going to drive all 138 cars there and make it look full.
Yeah.
Hey, where's parking at?
Kicking cars, baby.
Yeah. That's going to be wonderful. It's going to be great. Haro will be there trying to sell you a house.
He will sell you a house.
He's a house tender.
He'll sell your house and sell you another one.
Yeah. All right, so that's tonight. Also, God bless y'all. Y'all's memory is way better than ours. Or not necessarily. You guys, you get to actually consume the show, whereas we're in here just talking.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get to consume it unless we go back and listen to a podcast or something like that. But a lot of people are still asking if we've heard from Jake yet. We have not.
No, but we're trying to get an update.
It ain't going to happen because she told him no.
Yeah.
And you know and another one that I bet we'll never hear from yet, hear from again is the was he anonymous, the guy called yesterday, the Trump guy?
Yeah, I believe he was.
That poor guy. I mean, you know, the whole thing, it was said, if mom ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. That's generally true, but we can't allow that to keep happening. What if Daddy's Saddy?
Yeah.
What if Daddy's Saddy?
Oh,
but Mama's not happy. Well, that's all that matters. You know what I mean? This guy called yesterday during the All Advice show, and because of our president, he's losing his relationship with his mother. Listen to this.
Yeah, I'm in a pretty touchy situation. I'm a huge Trump supporter, and she is not. And it's just a difference of opinion thing. You know, it's gotten so bad that she stopped speaking to me. And, you know, she always brings up politics. I don't. But when she does bring it up, whether it's about Russia or the wall or whatever, you know, the news of the week, I tell her how I feel. And then after her pride and, you know, I try to breeze past it, you know.
Yeah.
And my mama can't stand the president. She's even got a bumper sticker that says, not my president. You know, I only got into politics the last 4 or 5 years, and I love her. But after a little disagreement 2 weeks ago, you know, she won't even talk to me anywhere.
Like his mom doesn't talk. His mom doesn't talk to him anymore because he supports the president and she does not. And like, God forbid, you know, you start looking at life different when you get older, and you're like, well, what if that's the last time I see her, or last time I, you know, see Uncle Larry or whoever. You know, you want it to end on a good note.
You do.
And you just imagine, knock on some wood, everybody, knock on some wood. Something happened to his mama. And then, not on his, I mean, he's calling trying to repair it. He's trying to get some advice on how to fix it or whatever. But he's also like, I'm not going to be steamrolled. I'm not going to go over there and see her and get beat up.
Yeah.
Because in her mind, he is Donald Trump.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
He's the symbol, the closest symbol to Donald Trump she has in her life, and he gets all the beat up.
Yeah.
We had a guy yesterday. I don't know if he we didn't get to get to him because we ran out of time. He said that he and his dad split over W's first term.
Wow.
Haven't talked to each other since then.
Wow.
That's how deep it is.
It happens.
That's 12 years ago.
Yeah.
Politics 16.
Commonly divides families. Probably the most common thing 16. To divide a family is politics.
Like, what is, what? Okay, my family's still intact. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's been some times where, you know,
knock on wood again.
Weeks or two would go by with maybe no phone calls or something like that, or maybe a couple calls to my mom where she didn't tell me she loved me at the end of the call. You know, she's pissed, things like that. Don't say that word, Matthew. She hates the word pissed.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, you repair it. But, like, what is... I do take that back. I know one situation where... And he passed away. I knew a guy who didn't speak to his daughter anymore because she married outside of her race.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't speak to his daughter anymore. And he lived for probably 6 or 8 years after that. Never accepted the whole situation, didn't speak to his daughter.
Yeah, and that's...
That was him.
That's
terrible.
Another thing that divides families is who you date. Not just situations like that or, you know, situations with sexuality, but just, you know, you get mixed up with the wrong person in general. Somebody who's bad news.
Bad news, Brown?
No, that'll divide your whole family.
Well, yeah, but like, what are the stupid ones, though? Like, not that that's stupid, but.
Well, that's an easy answer.
What?
College football.
Oh yeah, that is.
You,
oh yes.
You really? I know we hear the stories. Pedro do them in headlines, or Fatboy, you'll do them in sports, where it's like two brothers were fighting over the end of a game and ended up shooting each other. But like, truly, families, like, not just one or two people in the family, whole families separated.
I mean, yeah, because if you got people that are that hard into it and follow it year round, it's always talking back and forth.
We had a church one time that split down the middle because a certain guy didn't get elected as a deacon.
Yeah.
And half the church left. It was weird, man.
Half?
Half the church right down the middle.
Yeah.
It was the groom's side, I think.
Yeah.
Went right down the middle. The whole church, half the church left.
Big power struggle.
I've heard of people who, like, the family was basically ripped apart because somebody became vegan. Probably because they wouldn't shut up about it, though.
I think that's just an inconvenience.
Yeah, it is.
I mean... My kid went vegan for a little while,
yeah.
And it was—I mean, it was annoying.
Mm-hmm.
But we, you know, there was an extra meal prepared.
Yeah.
It was annoying, but you know, you get out of here unless you eat meat.
Well, typically, when I cook food, man, like, you know, I'll have a meat dish, but then typically I something's vegan too.
Yeah.
Like I'll make this big pot of rice and vegetables, and it's totally vegan.
Yeah.
So anybody could eat that and be happy.
I know somebody who became a entertainer, a stripper, and that kind of ruined it with her family. She didn't speak to her mom or dad for years after that.
She didn't speak to them?
No, they wouldn't talk to her because they were very religious.
Well, how would they know she was even in there? That's why you changed your name to Diamond or something like Destiny or something cool.
Like a sister told on her, like, you know where she's going on the weekends.
Why did she pay her rent in $2 bills today, Mom?
Yes.
I got one that's so stupid, I don't even remember what it was.
Oh.
This happened to me. There was one time where, I mean, I was like 12 years old, 11 or 12, probably somewhere right in there.
Yeah.
I had an argument falling out with my dad over something. I don't know what we fell out over. But we didn't talk for 6 months. And I can't remember what in the hell it even was. It was so stupid and pointless.
Fat Boy, can we take this call here before we break?
Yeah, real quick.
Let's go to AJ in Spartanburg. AJ, good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, yes. Thank you for asking that.
All right. I have a little bit of advice for the guy that called that's having the issue with Donald Trump and his mom.
Yeah.
So I'm a Trump supporter, but the rest of my family is not. Mm-hmm. Like, it gets to the extremes. At Thanksgiving, there was an argument, and I just told everyone, look, we're here for family and to show that how thankful we are for each other, so we're just not going to talk about it anymore.
Yeah.
So from there on out, anytime someone brings up politics, we just say, hey, we talked about it at Thanksgiving. We're not going to do this. And so everything's been fine ever since.
So it just ruined the one holiday.
Yeah, Thanksgiving was crap after that. But then I think it was my boyfriend that said, hey, we're not going to talk about it anymore. We all love each other. That's all that matters. So let's carry on about the holiday.
Wow.
And then it was fine.
I'll say it all worked out. Well, that's not even that's not even a bad story. You worked out fine. I went a whole week of Christmas through New Year's. My mama didn't talk to me.
Oh, God.
Yeah, a whole week. I didn't take her calls. Thank you, AJ. Have a good morning.
Y'all too. Bye-bye.
Four more years.
Oh, God.
I tell you what's odd is, not odd, I guess, but like yesterday when that call came in, all those text messages and stuff about people were siding with his mom.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was kind of odd.
More than I've ever seen on our text line.
All right, we're going to get to your phone calls. 1-800-774-0093. Examples of stupid reasons why families divided. Is that the best way to kind of encapsulate all that together?
Yeah, we'd love to hear we wouldn't love to hear, but
I'd love to hear them.
What divided your family? And hopefully you got it back together, but what divided your family?
You've heard of house divided. What was family divided?
Yeah.
Was it a striper or stripper, like Paige was saying? What if they joined the band Striper? Would you kick them out of the house?
Absolutely.
1-800-774-0093, especially if you still ain't talking to them.
Yeah.
And then maybe a connection can be made. Who knows? 1-800-774-0093. More Rise Guys right after this.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Man, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Morning, everybody. It's Rise Guys. We're doing some open phones. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. Anything you'd like to come on the radio and talk with us about. Specifically, though, we're in this little conversation mode here of stupid reasons your family broke up. Not like a divorce, but like, you know, your aunt and your mom quit speaking, or maybe you and your parents quit speaking, all coming off the heels of yesterday with the guy who supports Trump, and now his mom won't talk to him. And she's old, and he's like, I don't want her to die. And the reason that we never spoke is because I support the president, and she doesn't.
Yeah, that's not a reason to divide up your family.
But I want
to
hear more. I want to hear, like, Fatboy mentioned college rivalries. I want to hear where people broke up families over high school rivalries. You know they exist.
Yeah.
You can't be in a house of Dorman and James F. Byrne supporters. No, sir.
No.
Hello? 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 Buck Cherry stole our dial tone. Let's go first to, let me give the numbers again. 1-800-774-0093. I notice when I say it at a slower pace, it encourages people to, I have to do it in a calming voice. 1-800-774-0093. Let's go to Anonymous first. Let's find out why her sister won't talk to her anymore. Good morning, Anonymous.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
It is good. Why are you and your sister at odds now? Why do you not speak? What happened?
Well, I believe in vaccines, and she does not. And I refuse to fight her on it. I've never tried to pressure her to vaccinate her kids. It's her children. She's going to do what she wants.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever I posted something on Facebook that I believe in vaccines, she started sending me messages attacking me, telling me I'm uneducated and that I'm a sheep and that I'm just stupid. And she full-on blocked me and stopped talking to me for 2 years because I told her our relationship was worth more than a fight over vaccines.
Wow.
And I wasn't going to fight her over it.
She better be glad that she doesn't live in New York. They're having those vaccines now for measles. That like you have to go get them. You have to.
Yeah.
And so, I just told her, you know, we had different opinions. I was going to believe what I believe. She was going to believe what she believes. And I just hope that nothing happened to either one of our children.
Right. Well, yeah, that should be the common sense.
Yeah. But because I refused to fight her, she blocked me and stopped talking to me for 2 years.
Holy moly.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. What is her thought with that, by the way, that the government's giving them some kind of disease or something?
Yeah, well, the first thing that she said was that it causes autism, which I would rather have an autistic kid than have somebody, like a child, to die from a disease that could have been stopped.
I agree with that.
Yeah, polio.
And now she's saying that it's the government's population control.
Oh, man. Man.
Their population control is fast food.
Yes.
I was going to say, like, I mean, it's more of, like, the chemicals in the food and, you know,
food
all
coloring.
The toxins in the fried grease. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that sucks.
Yeah.
That sucks. I mean, it's been 2 years and you don't have any relationship with your sister.
Well, we talk now. It's just really strange.
Yeah, it's different.
I avoid those conversations. I avoid even bringing up the topic of anything like that around her just because I don't want to have her go off on me again for no reason.
Does she go to the doctor? Like, does she take her kids to, like, the doctor? Or does
no.
She...
Wow.
No. She has five, and the first one did, like, her checkups for a couple months, and then they quit. And then the third one had an accident, and we had to, like, talk her into taking the kid because she was favoring one of her feet. And so we were like, well, maybe it's broken. You know, you need to take her and get an x-ray. And my dad finally told her, if you don't take her, I will. And they took her, and it was just a sprain.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, your child could have had a broken foot, and you refused to take her.
Wow. Well, hopefully y'all can get it back to where it used to be. Who knows?
I doubt that, but I just hope nothing happens to the children. As long as she's taken, you know, decent care of them and, like, takes them when they need to,
there you go.
That's fine. But
fantastic.
If it comes down to it, you know, we'll do what we need to do.
Anonymous, thank you for sharing that with us.
Appreciate you.
Have a good morning. Thank you.
Yeah.
You know it's true, man.
Yeah.
How can you argue with somebody when they tell you that, you know, a vaccination is going to cause autism? I'm like, that's done. We're done talking.
I think the
you
answer
dummy.
To that is YouTube.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
YouTube is the reason for that. You go, I mean, it
just
totally
the,
is.
The fear factor.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
YouTube
course.
Is a good thing that is oftentimes used for evil.
It is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just like anything else. Let's go. Oh, man. Let's go to Anonymous on line one. Anonymous, good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm just driving right now.
Yeah. So it says here that you are at odds with your family. What happened? Tell us.
So when I was about 16 years old in middle school, high school, I came out to my parents, and they didn't take it too well. And my mom is with, you know, my mom was with me all my life. My real dad kind of, you know, hurt me as an infant. He's no longer in the picture.
Oh, man.
But I do have a stepdad, and you know, I call him my dad. Like, he's not my stepdad to me, and I, you know, he adopted me and everything, and I love him to death. But for a long time after that, you know, they just saw me as a big disappointment. And, you know, my mom was like, where did I go wrong? And my dad is extremely Christian. You know, the whole family is, and I am too. But, you know, he, like, takes it a step further. And, you know, he was like, oh, you're going to hell. Oh, you know, it's a sin and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But and,
so how long ago was that, you said?
When I was 16, I'm 19 now.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
And are you doing bills right now?
I think he's writing the book, and then he called us.
Are you writing the book while he tells the story?
Might be.
We hear typing. That's okay. You can keep typing. So, and now there's this absolutely no relationship, huh?
Well, for a while, I mean, I lived in the same house as them, so there had to be a relationship. But, you know, it was just kind of cold, and me and my dad would always, I mean, my mom, she learned to accept it earlier, mm-hmm. and she, you know, she supported me, not my choices, is what she said.
Yeah.
But, you know, she said she'd always love me and that, you know, I'd always be her baby. You know, but my dad.
Your dad,
we,
yeah.
We butt heads like you wouldn't believe.
All right.
Psychology says, not like that. Definitely psychology not. Says that moms are more accepting of kids when they come out of the closet than fathers are. Mm-hmm. And that sucks. I mean, that sucks.
Well, that makes sense, right? It's like, hello, obvious.
Not necessarily.
Females are more
not necessarily,
nurturing.
Man. The people that I've known that have been very outspoken about that typically have been women.
Yeah, a lot of times they are.
At least the ones I've been around.
Yeah, I mean, there are some men. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day who's went through that very thing this past week, and you know, he's cool with it. But there ain't much he wouldn't be cool with.
Cause he came out in his family?
No, he didn't, but his had a child in the family. Did
oh, okay.
So. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. But there ain't much he wouldn't be cool with.
Well, no.
I mean, within reason. Yeah. Regardless.
Yeah.
Well, Anonymous, I hope that works out for you.
Some people are just, you know, there for you, and other ones are not.
Yeah, I'm not usually.
What, there for people?
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
It's not a strong suit.
I can vouch for that.
Yeah, it's very true.
Let's go to P1 Satchel on line 4. Satchel, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Well, sir, says your family is split up. What happened?
So, I'll try to make it as short as possible, but my parents divorced, I guess, maybe when I was 8 or 9. you know, and at the time, my mother got full custody of me. But as I got older, you know, I just always wanted to kind of, you know, be with my dad.
Yeah.
You know, just, I guess, as a little boy and, you know, his dad, you know,
of course.
Just always wanted to be with him. But at any rate, we ended up going back to court, and my dad got full custody of me. And at that time, I think I was around 10 or 11.
Mm-hmm.
But through the years, he always, you know, badmouthed my mother and kind of turned me against her, you know, all the way up until, you know, maybe after graduating high school. And I didn't talk to my mother for about 11, almost 12 years.
Holy moly.
Because of, you know, I always just thought it was her fault, you know, because, you know, the reasons why.
Yeah, you heard the one
you know, my
side.
Parents got divorced.
Yeah,
that's exactly right.
So when'd you wake up to all that, or have
what's
you?
That?
When'd you wake up to all that? Like, hey, maybe my mom's not as bad as my dad's been perpetuating to me.
So we tried to get along. You know, shortly there after that 11 or 12 year span, and then there was just some things going on in my life, plus my mom's and my dad's. It just never really, you know, worked out. But here recently, I would say over the last, you know, 2 to 3 years, you know, my mom and I have never been closer. I just picked up the phone one day and called her and, you know, just said, hey, you know, let's get together and talk. So we did. And, you know, now we have that mother-son relationship. So.
Good. See, it takes one person laying down the or extending the olive branch, and the other person's hoping that the phone's going to ring, but they don't want to sit there and say, well, I was wrong. Like, the person who extends the olive branch is often looked at as the person who was guilty or wrong.
Yeah.
Right.
Sometimes they're just like, all right, fine. Agree to disagree or whatever. Let's mutually live life in each other's lives.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point you make, Matthew. It's one of those weird things where a lot of times the person who's being nice in a situation is looked at as the person who's doing wrong or being bad because they're not bad-mouthing everybody.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So if you're a kid and your parents bad-mouth each other back and forth, you lose respect for both of them. Not that I speak from experience or anything.
It's true. Satchel, are you gay?
No, far from it.
Well, I was just wondering if that was going to play into it or not. Well, listen, congratulations to you. Tell your mama we said hey.
I sure will, man. Thanks much.
See you, brother.
Hey, now. I didn't come on here for that.
You got me mixed up with the other fella. It's a crazy, crazy world we live in.
Telling you.
It's a crazy world. We're going to take a break. More Rise Guys on the way for you right after this.
93.2. Just tickle your keypad at 72.341. You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
And now, TBT on TRG.
Hello?
Can this be with Todd, please?
Yep, that's me.
Hey, Todd. I saw the ad on Craigslist. You got the 42-inch V-Series LCD flat panel?
Yeah.
Okay, is that still available?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, perfect. Now, can I ask you a couple questions about it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, does it have, like, is it 1080p?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is.
1080p, and so I can use, you know, I can use my HD tuner on that, and everything's fine.
Yeah. It does everything. It's only a year old.
Okay. Now the true cinema capability. Do you know what that means? I saw that in your listing, but I'm looking it up online, and I can't find anything about it.
No. Yeah. I cut and paste that from Amazon.
Ah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And so it retails for $1,099 and you're selling it for $500. Do you mind me asking why you're being so cheap on it? I mean, I'm just curious. Anything wrong with it at all?
No, it's perfect. It's just that I need a bigger TV, so I want to get rid of it.
Actually, can you hold it? Somebody's at my door and they're knocking pretty feverishly. Can you hold on 1 second for me?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I'll be right back. Hold on. Let me lay the phone down.
Let's call Jilly. Time. 2, 3, 4. God dang it, I forgot. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hello?
Hello? Yeah, hey.
Yeah, I was trying to dial out. I'm sorry, you must have already been on the line. Who's this?
Oh, your friend just called me. He's calling me about the TV.
A TV?
Yeah.
Wait, you have a TV for sale?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
He talked
about getting one. Okay, that'd be good. A new TV for the place. Yeah, I don't know anything about it because he didn't tell me anything. What kind of TV is it?
So it's a 42-inch flat screen.
Oh, wow. That's real nice.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. I just need a bigger one. But it's like a year old. It's worth $1,000, but I'm selling it for $500.
That's it? $500?
Yeah, $500.
Where can we meet, man? Because I'd like to buy it. That's $1,000 TV. You're selling for half. That is a steal. How old is it?
It's only a year old.
It's only a year old? Dude, I'm wide open, man. I was coming in to call my buddy to go to the gym, but I could put him off for a little bit if I need to. We can meet up. I just got to go by the bank first.
Great. Yeah. Come over. I'll be here.
Who are you talking
to? Until like 4 today.
Who are you talking to?
Okay. I was going to use the phone. There was some guy on it, and he's selling a TV, so we're about to meet up in a little bit.
Yeah, and what do you mean you're meeting up with him? I called the guy.
Well, yeah, I went to use the phone because it was laying here, and then he was on it, so we struck up a deal.
What the f***? It's the same thing you did with Jessica.
Well, you weren't here.
What?
When the phone was
so
laying.
Because I'm not here, you just go. You're gonna f*** Jessica because I'm not here, and now because I go to the door, you're gonna f*** me out of this TV. I'm
sorry.
Panicked.
If you're gonna,
I'm panicked.
What the f***?
God.
Oh my God.
You, what the f*** are you doing? Constantly.
God.
Constantly.
Dude.
Taking everything. Quit.
Wait. Hello.
Quit hitting.
Stop it.
Quit.
Jesus Christ.
Stop it!
Oh my God. Hello?
Find some bleach. Hello?
Hello?
Okay, so when can I come look at this TV?
Wait, what the
f
was that?
My roommate picked up the phone. He's probably just playing a joke. So can I come by this afternoon?
No.
Probably tomorrow because I got to clean
that,
up
was
here.
Was that a gun? Was that a gun?
No, I think it's my phone's going in and out. So, it'd probably have to be tomorrow. I kind of got my hands full now.
You know what? I think I'm just going to, I have some other offers. I think I'm going to go.
Yeah, but I don't think you're going to be hearing from my roommate. So, I'll tell you what. Let me get everything cleaned up. I'll give you a call back.
Well,
I'll give you a call back, okay? I'll give you. I just got to go get some bleach. I'll be back. I got to go to run to CVS. Okay.
Yo. Okay. Gee.
We launch into a 93-minute rock block right after the Rise Guys Morning Show. Wait a minute. You have to carry a tooth? Wow, that's over an hour and a half of nonstop rock.
Oh, 93.3, the planet.
Rocks. Rock.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.